Good morning, traders. I am Emily Vani, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, April 30th. Markets seem to be in a bit of a holding pattern ahead of the latest announcement from the Fed due out tomorrow, and as investors digest a host of corporate earnings releases. To start the week yesterday, all three major indices hovered in the green to close with gains. The Dow added 146 points, or 0.38%. The S&P 500 gained 0.32%, and the NASDAQ added 0.35%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching S&Ps this morning. We're showing a little weakness, down 0.08%, almost 0.1%. Today's market is really concerned about, corporate earnings and tomorrow's Fed announcement. These are the short-term key factors for the market. I mean, on the economic front, you got to remember the Fed is starting its two-day meeting today, and tomorrow we're going to have an announcement on monetary policy. And then later this morning, you get the consumer confidence report being released. That could be something. Listen, we had some nice earnings come out this morning, from some big names, Coke, Lilly, 3M, McDonald's. So, those are the types of stocks that's going to move the market. And then you got some big names coming out after the bell, too. But I do think that, tomorrow's Fed announcement really has the ability to shift these prices fast. You got to be really concerned about that. I'm keeping an eye on Europe. And, and autos are trading weak in Europe. And, the DAX is down 82 points or 0.45%. FTSE, on the other hand, is showing a gain of 38 points or 0.48%. Their biggest bank came out with good earnings this morning. So, that's what's helped in lifting the FTSE this morning. The CAC is flat. It's down 11 points or 0.15%. Nothing significant there. We're keeping an eye on Asia last night. And, the Nikkei jumped 470 points or 1.24%. Data shows that the Japanese factory output grew more than expected in March. Autos and electronics were, showing some gains. That's nice to see. Hong Kong, on the other hand, it finished up 16 points, 0.09%, which is good. Financial, stocks were gaining. China's manufacturing and service sector activities remain in expansion territory, although, they slowed a slight bit in April. You're seeing a little bit of caution. And it's also caution because, you get that upcoming Fed meeting. Shanghai, China, it finished down 8 points at 0.26%. But these markets are closed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the Labor Day. So, they're not going to be able to react to the Fed's announcement. So they have to, it doesn't surprise me that they're flat to lower overnight. We're keeping an eye on oil. Oil is interesting because it is trading, slightly higher this morning. You got WTI at $83.01 a barrel. You got Brent at $88.55 a barrel. And, you do have the, API data coming out after the bell today. You got the EIA data coming out. Of course, you got a Fed announcement coming out tomorrow afternoon. But this Middle East peace process, Middle East peace proposal is really in focus here. Hamas is said to be looking for a long-term solution, which is going to be tough because, Israel's already set up the stage saying their goal is to, make sure that Hamas doesn't exist anymore, which is like a pie in the sky, achievement. I don't think you'll ever be able to change an idea like that, especially through military action. But the fact is that, a lot of these leaders in these militant groups, they're being paid by a third party. So as soon as they make peace, that their income dries up. So I tend to think that, that no agreement will really be reached, and that you are going to see some additional, you're going to see a ground invasion coming in to Rafah in the short term. But we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully I'm wrong. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
And Bill, you mentioned a lot in there, including, you know, those two short-term factors, as you pointed out, market-moving factors, the latest FOMC meeting starting today with the announcement due out tomorrow, and a host of corporate earnings action. We're going to get to earnings action first here on Newswire's Trade Talk. Bill, give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to earnings.
Well, let's talk about NXP Semiconductor. That's ticker NXPI, Nancy X-ray, Paul India. They beat by 8 cents, but they met revenue expectations. That was good enough. Stocks up 3.81%. Talking Logic Tech, ticker LOGI, Larry Oscar Grace India. They beat by 36 cents. They did that on higher revenue. You look at Logic Tech, it's up 2.95% this morning. We're talking latest semiconductor, ticker LSCC, Larry Sam, Charlie. They beat by a penny on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's down 3.51%. Not a great earnings report. Then, you know, we're talking about some of the ones that came out this morning. We want to start off with Eli Lilly, ticker LLY, Larry Yellow. They beat by 12 cents. Done on slightly lower revenue, but that stock is up 7.11% this morning in the pre-market. Talking 3M, Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. They beat by 43 cents. They did that on higher revenue. That stock's up 6.37% this morning. And McDonald's, ticker MCD, Mickey D's, Michael Charlie David, they missed by 4 cents on higher revenue. Mickey D's is down 0.8% this morning. Upcoming after the bell today, we have Amazon, ticker AMZN, Apple, Michael, Zebra, Nancy. Their EPS is 82 cents with an expected move of 8.05%. Then we have Advanced Micro Devices, ticker AMD. Their EPS is 60 cents. Expected move is 8.49%. Then we have Starbucks, ticker SBUX, Sam Boy, Uncle X-Ray. Their EPS is 80 cents with the expected move of 6.43% when they release. So a lot of good earnings stories for today and this afternoon, Emily.
Bill, I have to point out that Eli Lilly was your pick of the day yesterday, up, you know, more than 7% this morning. By the end of the show, we're going to do a recap on that pick of the day. So stick with us till the end of the show. Now we're going to get to the day's economic events. You know, ahead of that announcement, there are a couple of economic reports to be watching. So, Bill, what should we expect with the day's economic events?
9 a.m., we get the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. 9:45, we get the Chicago PMI. 10 a.m., we get consumer confidence figures. Really, it seems to me like, you know, the market's really kind of going to be a little bit on hold as we wait for that Fed meeting, for that Fed announcement to come. I mean, you know, the Fed announcement's likely to create volatility in the markets. I was looking at the comments over the last month, and, you know, they really do indicate that the Fed officials are very cautious on inflation. They're going to want to say, and in the meeting notes, they're probably going to say, hey, we want to see more data before making a decision. But they're going to avoid providing any real clarity on rate cuts this year. If they do, it's likely going to say that they're no longer targeting three, they're targeting maybe one. You look at some of, Fed Governor Christopher Waller, you know, one of his statements earlier this month, he said these shorter term inflation measures are telling me that the progress has slowed and may have stalled. In my view, it is appropriate to reduce the overall number of rate cuts or push them further into the future. That's kind of what a lot of them are saying. So I'm real cautious on this FOMC announcement. It really depends on if they make any comment on interest rates. They might refrain from doing it next month, in the June meeting. I should say that they're going to have a new dot plot. That's going to be widely different, and that's going to be that could cause some nervousness for the markets. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic update, Emily.
Bill, you'll be watching all of that using your Newswire. I'm sure you have an alert set up. So tomorrow when that announcement comes out, you'll be able to gather that quickly, along with, as we always mention, the commentary from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell following the announcement. And all of those earnings, how do you keep track of it? Again, using Newswire, you're getting these earnings as they hit the tape, and you're able to gather this information well ahead of the major headlines that come out of news outlets because this is a professional news wire. You're following all of that, plus other types of market-moving information, including things like merger news, guidance news, buybacks. You can look at stocks grouped together like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. Really take a look at different sectors and segments. You give us a breakdown every morning. So, Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Doing a quick data check. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing 8 higher, 12 lower. The rest unchanged. Yeah, that makes me look kind of cautious going into the day. I'm looking at my FANG stocks, and Apple and Amazon are showing gains. The rest are trading lower, so that has to be concerning for the opening. You're looking at some of the news behind the headlines, like Apple trading a little higher. They're said to be poaching dozens of AI experts from Google. Talking Tesla. Listen, you see that the weak auto earnings that came out, that's affecting the DAX this morning. And we hear that Tesla is laying off their entire supercharging team. I don't know if that's true, but wow, that would be definitely negative. And Tesla's down over 2% this morning. We're talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, American Express, ticker AXP. They're hosting an investors day today. Starts at 9 a.m. Caterpillar, this is interesting. Caterpillar is going to be delisting from the Euronext in Paris, and they're also going to be delisting from the Swiss exchange as well, is what I heard. Walmart ticker WMT, William Michael Tom, they announced the launch of Better Goods. This is a private label food brand for Walmart. It could be interesting. Talking merger news, L ticker LL, used to be known as Lumber Liquidators. Now it's LL Flooring. They said that they received a non-binding proposal at $2.50 a share as part of its as a review of strategic alternatives. Hey, stock's up big this morning, ticker LL. We're talking guidance news. NXP Semiconductors at ticker NXPI. They see Q2 EPS coming in $3 to $3.41, street estimates $3.16. That's an uptick. F5 Networks, ticker FFIV, Frank India Victor. They see Q3 EPS coming in $2.89 to $3.01. Street estimate $3.09. That's a downtick. Eli Lilly, ticker LLY. They raised 2024 EPS view to $13.50 to $14. The street estimate is $12.50. That's a big uptick. At 3M, Minnesota Mining Manufacturing, they see full year 2024 EPS coming $6.80 to $7.30. Street estimate $7. Yeah, that's an uptick. Gotta appreciate that. In terms of buyback news, we're talking Marathon Petroleum, ticker MRO, Michael Richard Oscar. They see an additional $5 billion share repurchasing authorization from their board. That's positive. And that's really what I'm seeing for you about news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
Going with ticker SYK, Sam Yellow Kilo. This is Stryker Corp. Listen, they're releasing earnings after the bell today. It looks like, this one, could also be positive. In terms of, the EPS, let me see, what do I have here? EPS is $2.35 and the expected moves is 5.18%. You're looking at yesterday's call volume. We're talking 904 calls versus 327 puts. It's almost 3-1. That's nice. You took an open interest, 14,505 calls versus 10,581 puts. That's nice. That's a good ratio. You look at the major brokers. They do like this stock. The major brokers are raising price targets on the stock. In terms of an entry point, I am, stocks at 337. Showing a little weakness. Bid offer 323 to 342. So if you can get in under 335. I mean, 330. That would be really stellar because I think this one has the potential to have some nice movement. Today, and if I can get the 1% during the day, I'll take it. But if it's not, I'm going to hold on to it. This SYK looks rather positive going into earnings, hitting a lot of those data points. So I like it. Ticker SYK, Sam Yellow Kilo, Stryker Corp, Emily.
Stryker Corp it is today, Bill. And coming up, we're going to do that recap on yesterday's pick of the day, as I mentioned earlier in the show, so stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
This is interesting. Roku, ticker ROKU. Roku teams up with Trade Desk on data-driven TV streaming for media planning. Interesting. Cisco, SYY, Sam Yellow, they appoint the CEO, Kevin Hourican, as chairman of the board. Genpact, ticker G, they're collaborating with Microsoft for innovation into financial organizations. Bank of America reports largest U.S. equity inflows in 8 weeks. Got to point out, May starts tomorrow, and there is that old saying, sell in May, go away. PayPal reports Q1 total payment volume up 14%. Their CEO encouraged by the progress the team is making. McDonald's reports Q1 U.S. same-store sales up 2.5%. MasterCard ticker MA, they're releasing our earnings tomorrow morning. Could move like $15. $15.40 is the expected. Microsoft announced a $1.7 billion investment in Indonesia's AI cloud. Amgen ticker AMGN, they reached an agreement on the patent litigation with Sandoz. Comcast, NBC Universal is planning to pay an average of $2.5 billion a year to broadcast a package of NBA games. Facebook, Meta platforms, Facebook and Instagram have failed to tackle deceptive advertising and disinformation ahead of a key European Parliament elections. And Nike, Adidas CEO came out and said that they could not match Nike's offer for Germany's National Soccer Federation sponsorship after you after you know Nike beat Adidas on its home turf last month to end a 70-year partnership with the and Adidas' 70-year partnership with the Federation. Wow. United Healthcare hackers broke into the tech to the healthcare company's tech unit on February 12th by exploiting a security vulnerability in software from private IT company Citrix that allows employees remote access from their desktops. Wow. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Eli Lilly, as we pointed out during your look at earnings. You did give us a look at the stock during that rundown. They did release earnings this morning. They released an earnings per share of $2.58, and that was the adjusted EPS. This is versus the expected of $2.46. You did point out that their revenue was slightly below expectations. They came in at $8.77 billion. That was 26%, up 26% year over year. This was versus the $8.92 billion expected. You also pointed out during your newsware alerts that full year guidance, that was a big bump there. They also expect revenue for the year to come in at between $42.4 billion to $43.6 billion. That's an increase of $2 billion at either end of that range. Just as you expected, Bill, the company's weight loss drugs are fueling those gains. Even though they slightly missed on revenue, investors don't seem to mind this morning. Up big. How did your call work out?
Wow, worked out great. I mean, stock's up almost $50 today. It was actually up $58 at one point. I mean, listen, the stock opened up yesterday at $735.75. And, I was saying, get in 733-ish, what have you, 734. But the stock fell all the way down to $729.61. But by the end of the day, it rallied. It rallied all the way up to $737.20. That was good. And, the call put activity looked strong all day long. So I was positive on it. And, this morning after results, you're seeing the stock trading 786. That's a 7% move. That's a 7% move from where, we talked about the entry price. So, yeah, you got to be pleased. Eli Lilly, 7% in 24 hours. That was a good play. Got to appreciate that. When you get them, Emily.
You can't beat that. And another big win there. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Stryker pick of the day to see how April ends up. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswire's Trade Talk, where we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.